meeting open at 5:44 p.m. I would like to remind everyone that this meeting is being recorded. The Shire of Three Springs acknowledges the traditional owners of this land, the Southern Yamatji people, and the continuing connection to land, water and community. We pay our respects to them and their cultures and to elders both past, present and emerging. All councillors are present. All staff are present. We have Brett Young in the gallery. Response to previous public question time taking on notice, nil. Public question time, nil. Applications for leave of absence for the 26th November 2025 meeting.
You're not allowed anyway, are we? We don't have a meeting. I'll be teleconference.
Confirmation of previous meeting minutes for the ordinary council meeting held on the 24th of the 9th, 2025. Can I have a mover, please?
I wasn't here.
Councillor Eva, seconder. Councillor Connaughton. All in favour? 4-0. I remind everybody, council members and staff, of the requirements of section 5.65 of the Local Government Act, to disclose any interest during the meeting prior to the matter being discussed. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items in which they may have an interest until such time as they have seen a copy of the minutes of the meeting or have been advised in writing by the Shire of Three Springs staff. I would also like to acknowledge the recent passing of long-term resident of Three Springs, Mrs. Annie Correll. Item 10.1, election of Shire President and Deputy Shire President. In accordance with Schedule 2.3, Clause 3 of the Local Government Act of 1995, I will now conduct the election of the Shire President. One written nomination was received prior to the meeting from Councillor Nadine Elsa-Eva, nominating herself for the position of Shire President. Nominations are now open. Nominations must be in writing and may be given to me before or during the meeting. As there are no further nominations, I now declare nominations closed. As there is only one nomination received, I declare Councillor Nadine Elsa-Eva duly elected as Shire President of the Shire of Three Springs for a two-year term ending at the October 2027 ordinary election. Before assuming the chair, in accordance with Section 2.29 of the Local Government Act 1995, the Shire President must make a declaration of office in the prescribed form before the CEO. And now I invite Councillor Eva to come and make a declaration, please.
I, Nadine Elsa-Eva of 1332 Strutton Road, Kadathini, having been elected to the office of Shire President of the Shire of Three Springs, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the Local Government Model Code of Conduct Regulations 2021.
Yes, on the declaration. I now invite the newly elected Shire President, Councillor Nadine Eva, to take the chair and preside over the remainder of the meeting. Congratulations.
Oh, it's a high chair. Thank you, everybody, for your faith in me, and I hope I can do this role justice. We will now proceed with the election of the Deputy Shire President.
Two written nominations have been received prior to the meeting, one from Councillor Jennifer Dorothy Mutter, nominating herself for the position, and the other from Councillor Julia Rose Ennor, also nominating herself for the position. I now declare the nominations open for the position of Deputy Shire President. In accordance with Schedule 2.3, Clause 8 of the Local Government Act 1995, nominations must be made in writing and may be given to the Chief Executive Officer before or during the meeting. Nominations are now closed. No further nominations have been received. Before proceeding to a vote, I ask nominees to confirm whether they wish to maintain their nominations.
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent. As there is more than one nomination, the election will be conducted by secret ballot in accordance with the Local Government Elections Regulations 1997. Each councillor will receive a ballot paper, write the name of your preferred candidate, fold your ballot paper and return it to the CEO. Trish has some paper. So the votes are tied. Under Schedule 2.3, Clause 5, Part 2, the result will be determined by drawing lots. So each candidate's name will be written on a slip of paper and placed in identical balls. One ball will be drawn at random, and the candidate whose name is drawn will be declared elected.
Thank you. each slip of paper. The name drawn is Councillor Mutter. Accordingly, I declare Councillor Mutter duly elected as Deputy Shire President for the Shire of Three Springs for a 2-year term ending at the October 2027 ordinary election. In accordance with Section 2.29 of the Local Government Act 1995, the newly elected Deputy Shire President must make a declaration of office in the prescribed form before the Chief Executive Officer. So, Councillor Mutter.
Shire President of the Shire of Three Springs, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people and the district according to my best judgment and ability, and will observe the local government model of code of conduct regulations, declared at the Three Springs Shire on Thursday, the 23rd of October 2025.
Two quality people, well, everybody is quality in this room at the moment, and it's wonderful that people are prepared to step up and take on those roles, so I think that's great. Move on to 10.2. Yes, you ready? Appointments of committees and delegates. So the officer's recommendation is that the council revoke the resolutions of council from 25th of October 2023, 27th of March 2024, 25th of October 2023. Those were external committees, and then there were also internal committees on the same dates, 25th of October 2023, 27th of March 2024. And we now authorise the appointment of councillors as representatives to the Shire of Three Springs external committees for the period ending at the next ordinary election in October 2027. Obviously, there's not many of us at the moment. So I'm hoping that when we get new councillors on, we'll be able to revise this. So some of this may be temporary, some are obviously a little bit more permanent. So Wowga Conference and Northern Country Zone, I'm happy, obviously as president and deputy, that's kind of written already. Would anybody else like to go on the Wowga? We will now go behind closed
No, just pause.
We'll just pause the recording. So the officer's recommendation is that we revoke the resolutions of council from the external and internal committees held on the 25th of October 2023 and 27th of March 2024. And we now authorise the appointment of councillors as representatives to the Shire of Three Springs external committees for the period ending at the next ordinary election in October 2027. So the Walga Conference delegates will be Councillor Eva, Councillor Mutter, Councillor Enor and Councillor Connaughton. Northern Country Zone of Walga, Councillor Eva, Councillor Mutter, Councillor Enor and Councillor Connaughton. MRWA Regional Road Group will be Councillor Connaughton and Councillor Eva. The Three Springs LEMC will be Councillor Mutter, Councillor Enor and Councillor Eva. The Development Assessment Panel will be Councillor Connaughton, Councillor Enor, Councillor Mutter and Councillor Eva. We'll appoint councillors to the following Shire of Three Springs Internal Audit and Risk Committee: Councillor Eva, Councillor Mutter, Councillor Enor and Councillor Connaughton. Councillors to the following Shire of Three Springs Community Fund Assessment Committee: Councillor Enor and Councillor Eva and the CEO. And appoint councillors to the Shire of Three Springs CEO Performance and Salary Review Committee: Councillor Eva, Councillor Mutter, Councillor Enor and Councillor Connaughton. And that is carried 4-0. Can I have a mover to that motion, please, before we even are able to? Thank you, Councillor Connaughton. And a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Mutter. Now we are carried 4-0. Uh, 10.3, Christmas shutdown. Officer's recommendation is that council endorses the following 2025-26 Christmas and New Year closure arrangements: that the administration office close at 2 p.m. on Tuesday 23rd of December 2025 and reopen at 8 a.m. on Monday 5th of January 2026. Shire Depot closes at 3:30 p.m. on Thursday, 18th of December 2025, and reopens at 7 a.m. on Monday, 5th of January 2026. The Three Springs Aquatic Centre closes on the 25th of December 2025, 26th of December 2025, and the 1st of January 2026, with normal operations resuming on all other days. And a public notice of these closures will be provided to the community through the Shire's usual communication channels. Can I have a mover to that recommendation, please? Thank you, Councillor Mutter. And a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Connaughton. Can I ask a question, please?
Yes, you may.
How come the Shire Depot has a week off before Christmas? I mean, I know they're normally earlier, but I can't remember it being that much difference from the admin office.
Because the 19th is an RDO.
Okay.
And Monday, Tuesday, you're not going to get many people joining.
Thank you.
Can I also ask a question?
Yes.
Emergency contact numbers during that closure period, can we please make them available in case of we need to get hold of whoever? It always happens, there's something always happening over the Christmas break, and there needs to be an emergency contact numbers, please. And thank you.
Any further questions? All right. Chris?
Just about, usually the staff have an office party at the end of the year. Is that, sometimes we include this as well, is that considered somewhere?
That isn't part of this.
Not part of the one?
No. Okay. We will discuss that later, though.
Okay, no dissent, we'll pass that at 4. 10.4, the amendment to the 2025-26 fees and charges. You've got Officer's recommendation is that Council removes the LED charges from the 2025-26 schedule of fees and charges, confirms that the $500 pool hire fee applies only to schools other than Three Springs School for the purpose of their school carnival for exclusive use of the facility, and approves that schools other than Three Springs School for their in-term swimming lessons are to be charged at the normal pool entry fee, and instructs the temporary CEO to provide public notice of the amended fees and charges. Can I have a mover for that motion, please, Councillor Enor? And a seconder, Councillor Mutter. Chris.
Yes.
So what we moved at a meeting was then not what was published?
No. Okay, so back in May, we moved the actual original fees and charges, but when we adopted the budget, the wrong document was actually attached to that, which included those two items, which was not brought to Council attention. The actual $500 was discussed at the May meeting,
yeah,
in the original one, because I believe it was a lot less than that, and Council decided that because they have exclusive use, that we'd up it. When I did put the wrong document in, I thought the $500 was relating to the school use,
yeah,
period.
Yeah.
So I should have brought it more to Council attention.
Thank you. So long as we got there in the end.
And communication needs to be communicated right as well.
Yeah. And as schools other than Three Springs that are to be charged the normal pool entry fee, which is now nothing?
No, it'll be normal. Okay, so Council are waiving all and offering free entry to normal attendance at the pool.
Yep.
But in the actual schedule, fees and charges will still be amount for children.
Okay, all right.
I think it works out to about $900, I think, for the whole week of student intern.
Or schools that aren't that's perfect. That's much more reasonable than what
yeah.
was being communicated.
Yeah. Are there any further questions from anybody? Yes. Okay. If there's no dissent, pass that at 4 PM. Item 10.5, a debtor write-off. Officer's recommendation is that Council notes the write-off of unrecoverable debts totalling $1,221.92 undertaken under Delegation CS005, waiving and granting of concessions and write-off of debts other than rates and service charges as detailed below. So there's an electricity charge for $81.72. Several dog infringements at $200 each, another dog infringement at $400, lost library books at $90.20, and a bushfire infringement at $250. We'd also acknowledge that these write-offs were undertaken to maintain accurate financial records and that no further recovery action is proposed. I'm happy to move that myself. Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Mutter. Fairly self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
We chase them further. It costs more than the debts themselves.
Question?
Yes, Chris.
Do these people, do their names get recorded so they can't keep just copying up debts and thinking they're going to need?
Yep.
So the electricity charge, that person has actually left. Dog infringements, that is partly admin problem. We had put in for fines enforcement, but we didn't follow the process properly, and basically we've gone past that period that we could do it. What we intend to do is follow the fines enforcement, which we are actually registered with, and actually pursue that. So if you don't pay, you actually get your license suspended. Okay, the lost library books, the gentleman, the person that is that one, has left town. And the bushfire infringement will be recorded against their assessment.
Comfortable?
Thank you.
noticed it. We'll carry that for now. 10.6, the Midwest Grain Freight Route Budget Amendment. Now, the officer's recommendation is that Council approves a budget amendment to increase the Midwest Secondary Grain Freight Project, Three Springs, Eneabba Road budget by $300,000 to allow for remediation works associated with latent conditions arising from recent rainfall events. Authorises the CEO to submit a regional road group application for $200,000 towards these works, with the Shire's one-third contribution of up to $100,000 to be funded from savings identified in the 25-26 budget review, or, if required, by deferral of the Simpson Road resheeting project. Notes that Simpson Road has been identified as a suitable offset project, as the SLK sections included in the current budget are being adequately maintained, with the more extensive upgrade requirements between SLK 2.77 to 4.16 to be considered as a future capital project. Notes that failure to undertake the remediation works will result in progressive erosion, increased maintenance costs, reduced road safety and shortened asset life of the newly constructed section, and notes that the amendment will be reflected in the next formal budget review in accordance with Regulations 33A of the Local Government Financial Management Regulation 1996. Can I have a mover to that motion, please? Thank you, Councillor Hunt. And a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Ingram. Who would like to speak to this one? Okay, just recording this at the meeting, we have actually received that we were not successful with the actual application for regional road group funding due to the fact we have not completed last year's projects. So we are going to have to try and find the money to do it. I've spoken to George from GHD, and there is a possibility that we're going to be about 157 short if we reduce a little bit of the rock groin structure that we're doing. And we have, on Simpson Road, 134,000. So we can almost cover it ourselves.
Are we still eligible to get the Wanderer funding? Heard of that?
Yeah, I have.
Yep. Is that still out there, or is that finished?
I don't believe that's been declared a rain event. I haven't received anything. Once you're funding, you actually have to have heavy rains, and it's got to be declared a rain event. Isn't it?
I thought if your roads washed out, you would be eligible, because quite often we were going to take videos of all our roads, and anything washed out, we'd go to the Wanderer funding, and we'd have to replace it the way it was.
I believe that it had to be declared.
As far as my knowledge goes, because it needs to be declared a rain event. All I can talk for is that dealt with up north. We got funded with that. Very few places down here got that funding because it wasn't actually, or even historically, declared a rail event. So it's something that could be investigated. I don't think we'd have much joy from my knowledge unless it was declared a rail event.
Who does the declaring?
DFES, yeah.
Okay.
So DFES actually make the overall, depends on where the cyclones are, the intensity of the rain and the works of it.
Yeah.
Not so much duration of rain. So most of it goes to cyclone and proper flood relief areas.
I know in the past we've been quite successful in getting Wanderer funding like years ago.
Yeah,
so
we'll certainly investigate it.
We can invest out here.
It's an option, definitely. Councillor Anil?
I'm just wondering, if this is all newly constructed, why are we paying for it?
Yeah.
Why isn't that under the warranty, you know?
The guarantee of the job.
Because if it's going to wash out, they haven't constructed it properly because, okay, this year was a wet year, but next year could be a wet year, and then we're going to lose even more road because they haven't done it properly. So, you know, this is I don't quite understand. Well, they just build the road and then you go, oh no, sorry, now it's your fault. You've got to, now it's your problem.
But I acknowledge, Councillor, that there from what this particular project goes, their job was to do the widening and just shape the drains. There was no actual construction of the drains. So basically they shaped the drains, and so it wasn't actually newly constructed drains. I had an issue with it originally, and so I did some checking on it, and unfortunately it is correct. But it's going to be a lessons learned on this project. That we're doing some expensive lessons learned, but it's going to have to go with what I call our lessons learned at the end of the project, and we're going to cover more bases in contracts and that sort.
It wasn't in the original scope.
It wasn't in the original scope, we weren't saying.
But Red Dust Holdings have determined that this remedial work will fix it.
Yeah, it's...
And they've done the initial report on it to say...
Okay. And GHD has worked with Mark as well, gone out there and tried to identify the risk way. It's only on the really steep slopes on the Eneabba Road that's really bad. And it's towards the Karma boundary line.
They also, historically, were just looking at it, and very few cut-off trains, if you want to call that, on those steep sections. Probably wouldn't have really shown up if there's a lot of vegetation on it. And we'd had a fair bit of rain if there's a lot of vegetation on it. Probably would have held together anyway. But having cleared the vegetation off to do what they had to do with the road winding, has actually
exacerbated the problem.
So now they're saying that it's not going to cost that much if they don't do certain works.
They can reduce it. We can reduce it and do the necessary grinds. And we'd save, what, about 80,000, I think.
80,000 grinds, yeah.
We've also identified that we can do the, what do you call the culvert things? The, not culverts.
The little drains going off? Yeah.
Spoon drains?
Spoon drains, yeah.
Just clean them out a bit so it flows better. Because at the moment it's just going straight down next to the side of the road, and there's nothing to stop it and make it go off into the bushland.
So clearly not maintaining our spoon drains on all roads is an issue.
Yes.
Not just that road.
Not that area.
That needs to be then sorted out.
In my tours around, I have noted that in numerous places on our roads.
Not the first time this has been discussed.
It's something we're going to have to look at really carefully.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we have some cost implications with that, but they don't have to be... A lot of that sort of thing can actually be done during a normal maintenance grading cycle. Obviously, if you're chasing harvest and that sort of thing, we wouldn't be looking at that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But during those periods where it's slightly quieter, when they do their normal maintenance grade, they should be opening up all of those.
The Chair, I'll just sort of also add that because it wasn't REH's scope of works, we're not tied to them. We could have another contractor or do it ourselves if we can achieve a quote.
Yep.
And also, again, with the spoon drains and vegetation clearing, a lot of the times, a lot of these things get bite and they get too big and become very expensive exercise to trim trees because they've just got too big.
Yep.
Which I know we short staff, but I think we really do need to.
But those ones there, particularly on that section, need to be opened up. I've looked at a couple of calculations of that sort of thing. I think that the slightly reduced scope is actually a better, from our perspective, to go to. Ideal for everything, but I think, personally, overkill. Pricing-wise, I don't think it's huge. If you're going to bring in another contractor to come and do it, you're going to have to pay things like additional mobilisations and all that sort of thing to get them here. And then you're could it be a little bit cheaper if we'd done it ourselves, but we don't actually have the staff and that sort of thing to actually go and do all of that without ignoring a whole lot of other stuff at the moment.
And it's actually, when you drop along the road, the bitumen stops here and then you've got a drop sometimes about that far straight away. If somebody's towing a caravan or a car and pulls over to that road,
there's issues on majority of the roads when it comes to that.
Yeah.
It's just not an isolation.
No.
It's there everywhere.
Yeah, there is
quite
really deep couple.
Yeah.
I think you've travelled the road over
there.
I've
travelled a lot of roads and
yeah.
I actually think that is more dangerous than what I've seen on the Ningyu Road. The road to Ningyu. That area that's out there.
It depends on what vehicle you're travelling in. If you're in a road train compared to a sedan, it's a lot easier in a sedan than a road train.
Yeah.
So
no, I'm talking about that area that they're talking about, but they just put sand on the drainage and everything. I find that that's going to be more dangerous. You've got a huge drop off. That's my opinion.
Yeah. So what is the new estimation?
We are waiting for it. Originally, it was going to be the 297.
So we can't actually make a decision on this thing, can we?
We can. Basically, you're granting me up to 300,000 on a budget, but we will obviously try and keep our costs down. The other issue that caused this was the unsuitable materials. If we did not have unsuitable materials on the road, under the road, so please explain that.
A lot of the areas we have actually worked, particularly recently, presuming it's the groundwater is pretty high at normal times, but after we've actually had these other rains, your water table is actually very high. Those areas, as we wanted to do the work that they had to do with the wipings, they've been going down into unsuitable materials, too much water to get any sort of compaction out of it. The methodology used was to correct that so they could actually get compaction. Added some cost to what we did as well. So basically, if they hadn't done that, people would have just ended up with the shoulders doing that and pumping up up and down top of it, particularly for the guys with their road trains and all that sort of. So that's where there's a fair cost implication with that
it
as well.
It's very similar to what the rock wall is going to cost us. So it would have probably have come in on budget just if the unsuitable material had not been found.
Yeah. Unfortunately, with your unsuitable materials, that's something that you don't see. So when you're quoting on a job or anything like that, or the consultants are out there, they don't see it.
There's no leftover funds from the program, from the project? There's no contingency amount put aside?
That funding has been utilised fully.
Yes.
Any other questions? Okay, so we need to pass this by absolute majority, so can I have a show of hands for this one, please?
Sorry, can I just talk?
Sorry, Councillor Eel?
Just when you go back through the explanation in here, so there's option one is 85 critical grinds, option two is 154 grinds, with an estimated cost 216 as opposed to an estimated cost of 300. So being as we didn't get that, we are looking at doing the 85, right?
Yeah, we're definitely doing the 85, and even if we can do the sperm drains, which will reduce that even more, maybe, we have to assess it. We only, Mark and GHD drove through yesterday and had a look at all the areas that were identified with the drains, and we have to work out what actually is required to clear out each drain because there's a varying amount of work on those drains.
So you're saying that you want us to authorise you 300, but this is actually only getting the council to authorise 100,000?
Originally it was for 100,000 because I was hoping to get the grant.
But we're not getting the grant, then part three comes in and we can look at utilising the funding that's been allocated to Simpson Road.
Which is 134,000.
Yeah. Which is 134.
So where's the shortfall going to come from?
Hopefully with the savings identified in the budget review.
And when's the budget review?
It has to be done by March, commencing in December.
But we have to find this money now?
Yes.
We're ready
to vote?
May I have a show of hands for those in favour, please?
I think it needs to be done, unfortunately.
That's carried 4-0. And I think staff can see it's not ideal by any means, but it's been logged on us at last minute, and this is going to have to be aware of our budget in the future for the entire show. Item 10.7, the monthly financial report for period up to the 30th of September. Officer's recommendation is that Council accepts the monthly financial report for the period ending 30th of September 2025. Can I have a mover to that motion, please? Thank you, Councillor Connaughton. And seconded, Councillor Ennell.
I have no questions.
Questions? Okay. Pass that at 4-0. 10.8 is accounts for payments up to the 30th of September. The officer's recommendation is that Council accepts the accounts for payment as presented for September. You've represented cheque numbers and electronic fund transfer numbers, the licensing fund, creates a total of payments for September of $253,707.66. I'm happy to move that. Can I have a seconder, please, Councillor Murray? Any questions relating to payments? We will carry that at 4-0. Motions of item 11, motions of which previous notice has been given, is nil. Business of an urgent nature introduced by decision of meeting from elected members is nil, and from staff, we have a late item. So, officer's recommendation is that the Environmental Health Services is accepted as a late item onto this agenda. Can I have a mover to accept the late item, please? Councillor Ennell and seconded Councillor Mutter. Pass that at 4-0. So then the late item is 12.2, Environmental Health Services. Officer's recommendation and Council resolution is that Council approves entering into a new memorandum of understanding with the Shire of Irwin for the provision of environmental health and or building surveying services as per the terms outlined in the attached document dated 15th of October 2025, and authorises the temporary Chief Executive Officer to sign the MOU on behalf of the Shire of Three Springs. I'm happy to move that motion. Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor
Emmerle,
thank you.
CEO. Yes, so Shire of Irwin, we've had them for a while. Back in January, we lost Alan Ramsey, who was one of their employees, and he used to come out here quite regularly. Didn't have much of a service between January and June. And then we received a notice saying that they no longer would be able to provide service because they had too much on. They've engaged Dave Haddon, who was the gentleman that we had, and now he's working for them full time. So we are now again with an EHO. We need to have an EHO. Shire Burn come back and offered us an MOU.
And I have a question.
Yes,
So why, if we have them one day a month, why do we need to provide accommodation and meals?
If we need to. We don't have to provide accommodation and meals, but if for whatever reason he has to stay over, then we will provide accommodation and meals.
Okay. So it's not a case of...
No.
We're providing him lunch every day when he's driving down from Dover.
No.
Okay.
Because 9 hours is including travel, and so we're really only getting him for 7 hours.
Yeah. Six.
And
our 15.
When he was just as a contractor to us, we were paying the travel from Geraldton and we were paying for him to stay overnight. So this will actually save us a bit of money.
You can see that in the agenda item, but yeah. It was just still got their accommodation and meals to be reimbursed by the Shire Three Springs. It's like, can he not pack his own lunch?
Yeah. It's when he stays over.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I can't imagine him staying over too often, I don't think. Any previous EHO has.
Well, I wouldn't think that there would be that
need
amount of work required, really.
Yeah. The thing that might be is because I believe he's doing Carnivore as well. So, yeah, so I believe, and I also think he's doing Minimum as well still, or the Shire of Irwin are. So.
So, the Shire of Irwin. He is an additional to what they had before?
Yes.
He is?
Yes.
So that's why they
yeah.
now have capacity yeah. to allow.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So is he going to be obviously travelling down and doing Carnivore and Three Springs Day after each other?
Yes.
So then he's going to need accommodation?
Possibly.
So who's going to pay for it? Are we splitting that with Carnivore?
That's what it says, proportionally charge your services are provided to more local governments.
Okay. Yeah. And that's what we're doing at the moment. He's coming, when he was private, he was coming down. And he was servicing Carnivore, and he was one time they pay, and the next time we pay.
If you can get accommodation.
If you can get accommodation.
Could probably get accommodation in Carnivore, so that's it.
And I mean, it's only 100 kilometres.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Any further questions? Okay. We will then carry that for Neil. Item 13, question by members without notice. It's Neil. Questions by members of which due notice has been given is Neil. The next ordinary council meeting will be held on Wednesday, the 26th of November, 2025 at 5:30. There are no confidential items. There being no further business, I will close the meeting at 6:38. PM. That was a biggie.